We have the story today of the first transgender man known to have won a pro boxing fight. Patricio Manuel earned a victory this month. He is in his early 30s, which is a bit late to start a pro boxing career. It took time, he says, because when he was growing up, he was identified as a girl.
I had always seen myself as, you know, a boy, even though society basically kept telling me no. And when I started going through puberty, it was like nature being like, no, you actually are a girl, no matter how much you don't want to be.
Manuel began boxing as a girl, then a woman at the highest level. So you ended up with 5 amateur championships. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Which means we can say, and you don't have to sound like you're bragging, but you were great. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I knew what I was doing.
But a forced pause in his boxing career prompted Patricio Manuel to confront those feelings he says he'd had since childhood. He told a story at our studios in Culver City, California, not far from his home. When you were boxing, was there a point that you were thinking about your gender and who you were?
Yeah, I think actually boxing really helped me start coming to terms with it. So when I started winning national titles and I started feeling more confident in myself, it's when I cut my hair and I started really going all in and presenting masculine and really started identifying as like queer and as butch and identifying as like a masculine of center person. I probably would have gotten there eventually, but boxing really helped me give the confidence to be like, no, this is my identity and I'm claiming it.
How was it that you arrived at the decision to transition then?
Really because I was at my lowest point. I'm qualified for the first ever women's Olympic boxing trials in 2012, but I was medically disqualified as a result of a shoulder injury that had been bothering me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my Olympic dream. And I think when the sport was taken away from me, I had to really take a look at myself and be like, there's more to this than just losing the fight that's making you unhappy. And I realized that I had been lying to myself that I was comfortable with being called a female athlete.
You then, I suppose, had to go some period without boxing at all, both because of the recovery from the injury and the recovery from the surgery and everything else.
Yeah. You know, by the time I transitioned, I decided to medically transition, the shoulder was a lot better. I went a brief period of time not boxing. It was about 6 months, which is the longest I had been off since I started boxing in 2003. And part of that was because of having gender reassignment surgery or gender affirming surgery with having a mastectomy and top surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I also lost my gym that I had been with for a long time as a result of transphobia.
So somebody literally said to you, can't handle it. Can't do this. Get out of here.
Basically, I was told that I could train in there, but no one can know that I trained at the gym. And I've never lived my life in a closet, and I refused to compromise that way. So I walked out of that gym, and I never came back.
You found another gym, I guess.
Yes, I did.
I'm just thinking, was there a moment of awkwardness there at the beginning? You'd taken some time off boxing. You've got surgery. You've effectively got it. It's the same body, but it's a different body. How different did it feel to get slugged as a man than as a woman?
It definitely felt different, especially because my body took a while to fully adjust and develop under testosterone. There's a different way that male fighters fight in comparison to female fighters. So it was an adjustment to turn from being the person who was always chasing down and breaking down the body of other fighters to then having someone do that to me.
So you had to be ready for more brutality.
Yeah. Or a different type of brutality, because let me say those female fighters were definitely teeing off on me, too.
Uh-huh. So you went through this transition, you found a gym, you did some training, you fought, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of amateur fights,
mm-hmm.
and then you had the opportunity earlier this month at a professional fight. What was it like in the moment before you went out into the ring?
It was really exciting. I'm not going to lie, there was definitely a lot going on. There was a lot of pressure. There was a lot of media there, and I knew that my ability to be seen as a legit competitor really laid upon my ability to win in that fight. And I knew there was a lot at stake. But I think I really just tried to focus on, you know, this is what you do. You've been through this 60 times, even if it's a little bit different than the pro fight. And I just really tried to also enjoy the moment. I really tried to, when I was there, be like, okay, be present to this. You've worked so hard to get to this moment. Try to enjoy every single second of it.
Did you?
I did. I really did.
I watched some video of the fight with a colleague.
Very entertaining. Well adjusted. Justin fight for both.
Both of us had the same response. If we did not know your backstory, we would not have known your story. It just looked like two guys fighting.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it was.
Is that what you wanted me to see?
That's what I wanted everyone to see. Just two men who were in there doing their sport, trying to win.
Patricio Cacahuate Manuel.
And you won, we should tell people who didn't see the fight, not by a knockout, but by a unanimous decision of the judges, right?
Yes, that's correct.
What was that like?
You know, I really wanted a knockout. I'm not going to lie. I really wanted a knockout. My opponent was tough. Maybe I'll get the knockout the next fight. But as long as I keep winning, that's what's important to me.
There's also video of an interview that you did in the ring after the fight.
So Pat Manuel victorious in his...
Would you describe what happened there?
There was a large crowd that was cheering, but I think a lot of people heard people booing and jeering me in that moment. But, you know, honestly, I'm so used to people hating my very existence that it really didn't even... It didn't faze me.
You remember just what you said?
The first thing I said was about it being such a long journey to get there.
I think if people knew what it took to get to this moment, it's been almost 2 years since I've been in the ring. I hear some fans aren't happy. It's okay, I'll be back. I'll make you happy then.
Meaning I'm going to be back. I'm not going to be stopped by that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted people to know I'm not, this wasn't a publicity stunt. Like, this is something I love. This is something I've invested my entire life to. This is just a start.
Well, Patricio Manuel, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Thank you so much.
Patricio Manuel is the first openly transgender male boxer to fight and win a pro match in the United States.